Dad's Exploding Underpants and Other Potty Poems by Andrew Collette. With thanks to the very many bookshops across the country who have helped to make my previous revolting rhyme selections such a great success. Thanks, too, to Phil, Steve and Debbie at the King's England Press for never growing up. A message from the author. It's only a joke book. It's not real literature, after all. We'll take two. I'm afraid that this book does not have a very nice title, but then this isn't meant to be a nice book. It's a revolting rhyme selection for older children. Of course, if you're a revolting adult, then this is for you too. Most adults are revolting. You can read about their horrible habits in this book. As with my first collection, entitled Always Eat Your Bogies, one of the reasons for writing this third book was to try and persuade reluctant readers to pick up a poetry selection. The same thinking was behind my second, Bottling Burps for Grandma. And so we carry on this tradition with Dad's Exploding Underpants. As always, there will be some who will argue that burps and bogies are not suitable subjects for poetry. Of course, if I'd called this a joke book, then just perhaps the use of such revolting subject matter might be considered as more acceptable. Indeed, the above quotation comes from a lady I met recently at a book signing. She was quite unprepared to buy my first poetry book entitled Always Eat Your Bogies. However, when I suggested that children often viewed the poems merely as jokes, she smiled and bought two copies, reassured that I hadn't offended the sacred world of real poetry. So if my poems offend, then just imagine this as a joke book. If you're still not convinced, then I've always argued that it's better to have a child reading about bogies and burps than having that child not.